All right, 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. Here we go with Boots and Salutes, and we'll start with your call this morning. You're on the air with Boots and Salutes.
Yes, earlier you were talking about automatic checkouts. I'm 100% against it. These people need a job, and if we take all of them out, what are they going to do? Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning there. I'd just like to wish the best of luck out Curtis Ellis this morning.
All right. Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'm just, this isn't a boot or salute. I'm just wondering, inquiring into all these semi-accidents lately. I mean, the one at Rosetown there, I mean, nobody was killed, but then that other semi hit somebody, and Humboldt, and the milk truck people from Ontario, that the lady got killed, a camper that a semi hit, a camper just outside of Saskatoon. What's with all these semi-accidents?
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. Go ahead. You're on the air.
There's a little lady at the Medical Arts parking lot. She's a parking lot attendant. She should get a real salute from the city for all the help she gives people to come in there to that parking lot to get their ticket paid up and open the doors for people. She's just a wonderful little person.
Well, thank you for the call. Good morning. 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
And we should take a moment there, Dave, to salute all first responders, especially first responders in rural Saskatchewan, because quite often they are literally the first people on the scene to are able to offer any assistance. And it was yesterday that Daryl Morrison, who is the first responder out in Rosetown with the fire department out there, that lost his life in that tragic accident on the highways, because we depend upon them for so much.
Yep.
Right? And they have other jobs. They have other, they have lives. This is something that they do sometimes in a volunteer capacity, but nonetheless, they put themselves out there, and in Saskatchewan, we couldn't do without them.
No. You never want to see them, but you're sure happy that they're there.
Yeah, exactly.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You had a math question yesterday. I was wondering if you could repeat that one.
That was kind of a bogus question.
Yeah.
Basically, what he was saying is if you take the year you were born and add it to the age you are right now, you're going to get the current year.
Okay, so the year you're born and the age you're at.
Right, and you're going to get the year that it is right now.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, and have a real good one.
Thanks.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Yes, I'd like to salute this lady from Belford. She's 111 years old.
Good morning. Wow, okay.
111?
Yep.
And what's her name?
Her last name is Fennel.
Wow, 111.
Yeah, she's probably the oldest lady in Canada.
I would think so.
Yep.
I can't imagine more than... Can you imagine all the things, Dave, you've seen over the course of your life at 111 years old? Wow. Okay, thanks for your call.
Yep, bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd like to salute the province of Ontario and boot every other province in Canada. Everyone, as far as I know, the Humboldt accident, the accident this morning, and the one with those dairy people from Ontario that were here, the semi-drivers were all non-Saskatchewan drivers. We need to have training, and Ontario is the only province that has it mandated.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Happy Thanksgiving to my neighbors down south.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. About these semis that are getting all in accidents, I think one way of maybe fixing it is before they were all manual, you had to shift. And now, since they've gone to automatic, anybody can drive them. I'm driving through Prince Albert going speed limit, and there's a semi right beside me, and I cannot even pass the guy. I'm going speed limit, and this is in the town of Prince Albert, like right in the city.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute Gord Bender for the good backstraps I had last night. Thank you, Gord Bender. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute my auntie.
We didn't cut him off.
He cut himself off there. That's right. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Getting back to the comment on self-checkouts, that is having your say at cjwwradio.com. Again, 25% of shoppers, according to a national survey, strongly agree that self-checkouts are a good idea. They want to know if you're in favor of it. Right now, 61% lead the way by saying no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that. It depends what I'm buying as to whether or not I'll go through a self-checkout. Sometimes it is just way more convenient and way faster.
To go through the self-checkout.
Yeah. The only time I won't is if I have produce. Because then I got to look stuff up, and I don't know what kind of apples it is that I bought. I bought red apples. I don't know. And then you got to look at numbers. It's a lot of work. So then I'll go get somebody else to do it for me.
Well, and I was of the opinion at one point that you're taking people's jobs away.
Right.
But speaking with someone in the know, they told me, no, actually, we still do employ someone to run that checkout line because, you know, very often people who haven't been trained in our store's policies need assistance with the self-checkout. So we still have people that are employed and really hasn't cost us any jobs. We're just trying to get people in and out of our store quicker.
Yes. And the fact of the matter is this is the way technology has allowed us to go. And so technology is a tidal wave. You can either try to surf it or you can be swamped by it, but it's going to happen.
True. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I just have a comment. I don't think people need to blame truck drivers all the time. I've been in the accident recovery business in Saskatoon for 35 years. There's car accidents every day. Unfortunately, the truck accidents make the news. And the society today seems to consider driving more of a right than a privilege. And appreciate all the advertising SDI is doing with put the cell phone down and pay attention because you don't want to make the news. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'm just calling in regards to what you were saying, Steve, in regards to the checkout, you know, where you go by yourself or whatever.
Right.
The only thing that frustrates me is I've done it, but you can't use cash.
Right, yeah.
You have to use a card.
Yeah.
Like, I went through there, and I had, like, $37 worth of groceries, and I wanted to put the money in. The girl says, no, you can't do it. It takes a card.
Yeah. They see, I'm a credit card kind of guy, so I don't have that issue. But I appreciate what you're saying. That is, when you're trying to use cash, sometimes it becomes a problem.
It does, yeah. So, okay, thank you.
Thanks.
And maybe just, can I, go ahead.
No, go. What?
I was just going to recircle the wagons a little bit here.
Go ahead.
Because I think the second last caller had a very valid point, right? When you hear about a collision involving a big truck, it's going to make the news more than a collision like we have every single day with somebody trying to merge onto Circle Drive. So singling out anybody,
right,
I think is wrong, is all I'm trying to say here.
I think why that is, Dave, is because big vehicles, big trucks, have the potential to do much more damage.
Yeah.
Right? Much more damage than, and so they tend to get more attention.
Yes. But and there's a whole swath of professional drivers
that are awesome,
that are amazing,
yeah,
amazing people, and take a lot of pride in the work that they do.
So. Hey, can I throw in one final salute? I know we're wrapping up here pretty quick, but because it was last night, the commercial real estate crew, Tom Diebert and Murray Sedonic and a whole host of realtors joined at the Saskatoon Club. We had a wine auction down there, all to raise money for Denny Carr's Secret Santa, and they gave us like $5,800.
Wow.
From last night alone. So thank you very much. We appreciate that.
That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes on this Thursday morning. We'll pick up the conversation again tomorrow morning at 10 to 8.